Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, that's great. Congressman, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm good. I was listening in on some of your callers, and your response, you're exactly right, Phil. It's not everything that I wanted. I'm very frustrated with not being able to get some changes made. But if the bill failed at the end of this year, we would have had a $4.5 trillion tax increase.
Yeah.
And I think practically everybody would feel it. And
I think that's absolutely true. And the idea that we would let that lapse would have been on us. It wouldn't have been on the Democrats. It would have been on us.
Yeah, and the bill's over at the Senate. They're going to make some changes to it. And I'm going to keep working on it on the Senate side to try to get some things in that I couldn't get in on the House side. And it'll come back a little bit different, and we'll go to conference and work it out.
Which is actually democracy in action if we get down to it.
Yeah. You know, some of the same people that are calling your radio show, if we did anything contrary to what President Trump wanted, they'd go ballistic. But this is what President Trump wanted, and some of us pushed back on that and got some changes made. Chip Roy, my friend Chip Roy,
yeah,
and some of the guys went over, and they were an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes with President Trump, and we were able to get some things that made the bill better. But he came in and talked to us for an hour Tuesday morning, and was very adamant about things. So I think it's not where I want it to be, but this is not the only bite at the apple we're going to have. So just and quit listening to social media. I just met with a family that's got a severely handicapped daughter, and the handicapped community has been told that we were taking away their Medicaid, which is just a flat-out, bald-faced lie.
Yeah.
And they said the same thing in 2017. They said that 13 million people lose their health insurance, that 5 million people would lose their Medicaid coverage, and that didn't happen. And it's the same old lies. It's the lies they told during the campaign last fall, trying to defeat Trump, and the American people didn't believe it then. They should believe it now.
Well, and I completely agree, and I think there's also a willingness on the part of some people to throw away good legislation if they don't get purity on at least one issue, and that's where I made the point a minute ago. I don't know if you heard me say it, that there are times when we have to take the 80% good as opposed to taking the 100% loss.
Yeah, well, the 100% loss was like I say, would be a $4.5 trillion tax increase.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I don't think anybody wanted that.
Well, let me ask you this, Congressman. So going to the Senate right now, I'm seeing that Ron Johnson and about six other members of the Senate are saying that they're going to be asking for more cuts, and I respect that. But do you anticipate any reason why the bill would not pass at some point?
I think we're going to get it done. I think there's a good chance we'll get it done before the 4th of July break. That's what I'm working on. And there are things there. I think there's an historic opportunity to fix some things, Phil, that I'm hoping we don't let pass. But what I've done is I've tried to use this. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, asked me to come in, I think it was Tuesday night, it was Tuesday afternoon, to meet with him over a proposal that I put together, and he really liked it. The White House liked it. But and then he called me back at 8:30 that night to meet with some other folks, but there just wasn't enough time to get everybody on board. So does that mean that my proposal's down the tubes? No. It means that I'm going to move it over to the Senate side, see if we can get enough support over there. Spend that time between now and when the Senate passes the bill to get more people in the House on board with it. And I think there may even be another chance through another reconciliation process later this year.
Yeah. Because you can do reconciliation twice in 1 year, correct?
You can this time. We could probably do it three times, but I don't think we will. I think we'll try to do it two times this Congress, maybe two times the next Congress.
Well,
it's all to the budget.
Well, and one of the things that I think that gets lost somewhere in the mix with some people is they don't recognize how much y'all repealed of the Biden-era anti-energy policies, all the Green New Steel that I call it. And like you had your legislation recently on appliances, but there's so much else that Biden put in place, too, that needed to get pulled back. And this bill actually pulls a lot of that back. Am I right?
Yeah, a lot of it's in there, but there's more to come. I was at the Oval Office a couple of weeks ago with the president, and he signed my bill, but he also signed some executive orders, and the next big lift for us is to get these executive orders passed into law so that the next administration, and hope we pray to God that it's going to be a Republican administration, doesn't put them back in. So we got to do that legislatively. But there's, like I say, there's something else in the bill that will come back from the Senate. It's called the RAINS Act. And it is absolutely the game changer in terms of reining in the federal government. It will require that any new regulation that has an impact of $100 million or more on the economy, and you and I both know $100 million is not even a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Go to Congress, would have 70 legislative days to evaluate it, and then if we want it to go into effect, we have to pass it. We have to vote on it. So that restores Congress to its lawmaking role. It tremendously increases transparency and accountability because the public's going to look at us, and if there's a regulation rule goes into effect, it's on us because we have to pass it. That will be one of the most important things that's been done for reining in the federal government in 100 years probably. And that's going to get added into the Senate bill, and I believe that's what's going to come back to the House. So a lot of the stuff is technical. People don't understand it, but what they get on social media is just so much of this stuff is just flat out lies.
Well, and I agree with you. Just in my personal political experience being in the State House, I can just tell you there were any number of times when things were reported or said, and I'm like, are y'all in the same world that I'm in? Because that's not what just happened. But let me ask you this, Congressman. I think this was a win for the Speaker's leadership also, because this thing, y'all stayed in the chamber. It was an all-nighter, if I'm not mistaken, and it took a lot to get this to final form and final passage. We got about 30 seconds of that, if you don't mind. Did we lose him? We just lost him. Okay. All right. Well, it's obvious he was mobile right now, and so the fact that we got him for a few minutes. Is he back on now? All right. Congressman, can you hear me again? Hey, Congressman, can you hear me again?
Yeah. It dropped off.
Yeah, that's okay. I was just asking.
The last thing I heard, you said something about the Speaker's leadership.
Yeah, the Speaker's leadership it goes in the win column on that one because it was an all-nighter, and it was a lot of work just to even get his own caucus through to a final vote. Am I right?
Yeah. It was an all-nighter. I think I, over about 30 hours or so, I had about an hour and a half, 2 hours sleep. We all pulled together and got it done.
Well,
and got it out of the House, sent it over to the Senate. Now we'll see what happens over there.
Well, I know your background. I know where you stand on policy. I've seen your work at the Policy Institute before, and I have no doubts about your conservative principles. I think the bill's a win. Let me ask you this, Congressman. I really only have about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, and I wish I had more time for this, but I want to switch gears for a second. We had two young Israeli Jewish staffers from the Israeli embassy that were murdered the other day, and I'm wondering what the dialogue is like in the Capitol right now with members of the left, the Democrat Party, who have been calling out pro-Palestine and allowing calls for intifada and not saying a thing about anti-Semitism. Are we going to see a turning, if you will, on the sentiment since this happened a few days ago? Your thoughts on that real quick.
I sure hope so. I hope, and they're talking the possibility of the death penalty for this individual. And I think every means of stopping this madness has got to be employed by law enforcement. But the main thing is you've got universities literally allowing and encouraging demonstrations that are calling for the destruction not only of a nation but of a people.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. This guy shot these people because they're Jews. because they were tied to Israel. And I'm very concerned that we're going to see more of this.
Well, I'm concerned with you and prayerfully about it. And listen, Congressman, we got to leave it there. I am so glad we made connectivity here. Thank you so much for your time. And we ask you just to have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right. Thanks, Phil.
All right. Thank you, Congressman.